Hey, this is Mambo Sandy. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to the new people. Welcome to those that are already my subscribers. I am thankful and grateful that you have decided to subscribe to my podcast. Well, if you like what you hear, please feel free to share this podcast. You can also reach me, help@mambosandy.com, if you have, you know, some things that you're trying to sort out and you need a spiritual consultation. Please feel free to reach me, help@mambosandy.com. You also can reach me at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, soon to be Vimeo. Okay, you can reach me there. All right. And before I even get started even further, I want to give honor and respect to my godfather, Papa Hector, Hungan Hector. You can find him on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Okay, so you can find him there. And he also has a podcast. Okay, so let's roll into this. Today, we're going to talk about it's not good to live in Pettyville. Did you know that Pettyville is a very dangerous place? Pettyville is not a place that you want to stay in too long, because what happens is there's a lot of things that go on in Pettyville. And sometimes what happens is that there are people that live in Pettyville that are a little more pettier than you. And they take their petty offline. They will take their petty to really do serious harm to those that think that they're petty, okay? See, for the last 3 or 4 years, it seems like actually more like this last 2 years, I've been seeing a lot of memes, a lot of Facebook posts, things like, I have time, shady things like that. But most recently is Pettyville, or I'm on Petty and things like that. And people really take they get very happy, or they think it's a badge of honor to live in Pettyville or be petty. When some of these people, you know, they claim to be spiritual. And the thing is that, unfortunately, the way this works is, the way the world works nowadays, is that what you put out is what you get back. But let me be clear about that. When you're constantly claiming that you're petty, then what happens is you start to bring that energy to you. The same thing when people walk around and they say, oh, you know, I live for my haters. Now, unless you know what you're doing 100% spiritually, and you're really good, as they say, with throwing those bows, then it would be a good idea that you really don't want to live for your haters. And you really don't want to live in Pettyville. Okay? Because, see, we're in a state of mind nowadays. Many people are in a state of mind nowadays that they have no hope. They're tired. They've just had enough, you know, they're tired. And sometimes you might become the recipient of their anger. All right. And the other thing is that nowadays you never know who you're going to run into and where. The world is smaller than you think. Okay. Anytime I can get on a plane, and I can go to California, way across the other part of the United States, And I can run into a person that I know that is from New York City that I was cool with in the airport. That lets you know how small the world is. Okay. So being petty is something that can really get you physically hurt. Because some people have no problems with rolling up to your house, rolling up to your place of business. Or as I hear a lot of people say, on site. That's the word that I hear. On site. You see it all over on Instagram. Okay? And that right there tells you that you have to be careful. You really have to be careful. And, you know, a lot of times we're out with our relatives, we're out with our children, you know, our wives, our husbands, and things like that. And we don't want to have a situation that now they're in danger because you were living in Pettyville. See, let me explain to you about Pettyville. Pettyville is a place that some people don't like to be embarrassed. And you may feel as though, oh, I got that off. Everybody is liking my comment. Everybody thinks that I'm the cool person because I set this person. Like, let me tell you, you have some people that will take that anger and they will take it to the next level. Okay? Haters are not like how I hate using that word. How haters used to be. Haters would hate from behind the screen and they would stay over there. Nowadays, look at all the some YouTubers that got shot, okay, have gotten into altercations with people because of a simple comment or because of whatever, all right? But here's the other scary thing about living in Pettyville. You have some groups that are on Facebook that have dedicated themselves to causing people and their family major harm. And this is very scary, okay? Especially if you have no protection, especially if you think you have protection and you really don't, okay? And these people have nothing better else to do but try to throw black magic at people. They do spiritual drive-bys, okay? I had a client I think it was about 3 years ago that, you know, this happened to her. It was something that happened at work. Okay. Now, before I take any client, I always do my research to see, you know, I talk to the spirit and I ask, is it okay to take this work? Okay. I don't just go ahead and feel like I know, because as the spirit says, if you know, then do. But then once you do and you get yourself in a mess, don't look at us. And the other thing is that your spirit, sometimes people think that their spirits are always all for them. Well, sweetie, the spirit is the spirit. Okay. And the spirits sometimes feel as though maybe you need to learn a lesson. Maybe you may not die, but maybe you might lose an eye. You might lose a relative. You might lose a relative. You might lose a pet or something. You don't know. So that's why you try to treat people with respect. And I always say, you know what? The block button does wonders. If you really feel as though you and this person are just going at it, which makes no sense to me, then if you can't have a healthy debate without becoming petty, then you don't need to do that. Because let me tell you something. There are people out there, if you have a regular vanilla job, okay, that they will screenshot the conversation or they'll do whatever to try to do you harm. We're talking about people that are trying to destroy your livelihood. Is it worth that? It's not. Okay, it's really not worth it at all. Okay, because living in Pettyville is a negative, lower emotion. All right, and like I said, unless you really know what you're doing, like you know for a fact you're spiritually protected, and you know for a fact that your family members are being spiritually protected, you know for a fact that your family members, your godchildren, whoever, are protected on your mantle, and you really feel as that you can just be in Pettyville and just run your mouth, go ahead. However, like I said, when it comes to physical things, people are not out here playing anymore, people. People are shooting people, stabbing people. One of my Facebook buddies, she mentioned to me, this is how this is not my idea, but she told me about, you know, she mentioned in the discussion that, you know what, people will screenshot stuff, or people will try to dig up dirt on you. If, you know, because it's a whole energy, it's a whole thing. Okay? You don't keep going on and on and on and on and on about something. Sometimes it's just best to ignore. Now, sometimes, yes, you don't let anyone walk over you, but there's always a way of handling it. And my godfather, in his wisdom, he said to me one day, and this really struck home with me, he said to me, even the best warrior will not come out of a fight unscathed. It's rare. Somebody, you're going to get something. Okay? And it struck me deep, because I used to be a boxer. In my younger days, I boxed, you know, like almost semi-professional, all right? And there was a match that I was up against an opponent, and over top of my eye socket got opened up. And you know, when that happened, she basically thought that she had got the better of me, and she thought that was it. But I came back, all right? But the point is that both of us ended up with these scars, these battle wounds, okay? So in the end, sometimes it's really not worth it. Even if you're, you know, if you can avoid a confrontation and you really don't have to confront somebody, it's best to walk away, because people out here are ready to kill. Even if you're defending yours, you have to think about it like this. If you get into a physical altercation with someone and you may win the fight, but they're dead because maybe they fell and hit their head, or you beat them unconscious and they don't regain consciousness, or any of these things. Now, you're in jail and they're dead. You're away from your family and they're dead. Who wins? Who is the victor in that? No one is. No one is the victor. So that petty energy is a very dangerous energy. It is dangerous. It's dangerous nowadays because I did a video before about jealousy, rage, and things like that. Let me tell you who lives in Pettyville. The energy of rage lives in Pettyville. It lives there. And it's always on the lookout. And with rage can come murder. And you're calling lower entities to yourself when you're like that. Okay? Sometimes it's best to walk away. It's best not to say anything. It's best not to have the time. Now, I used to be, I still am a part of the LGBT community, and sometimes they would have these balls. And they would have shade, like a shade contest, like who can throw the best shade. Well, let me tell you about those things. Even with that, even though it's in the arena, like a professional fighter, sometimes that didn't go well. Sometimes people would harbor ill intent because, once again, they were embarrassed or they lost or whatever the case may be. Okay? Not everyone is a good sport. They're just not. So when you're dealing with that, you don't know what lurks in the hearts of women, and you don't know what lurks in the heart of men. People. And when you say these things and you have children, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to take that to school. And I don't know if you've been listening or paying attention. I don't know. But have you seen these children that are taking guns and knives to school and they're killing other children? This is at an all-time high. And see, what the news doesn't report is this. The news doesn't report that that child was being bullied by another child. The news doesn't report that those children probably was picking at that child and that child had a mental problem as it was. They had a mental disability, or they were depressed, or they were whatever it was, or they were having problems at home with their family. Okay? Children just don't walk away from things like us. I'm going to say people that I'm going to say 35 and up. Or maybe maybe early 30s and up. You know, we were taught to walk away a lot of times. These children are not doing that. These children are like, oh, you gonna mess with me? I'm gonna get you. Some of them are like that. Okay? You can look on Instagram and see all the craziness. Children jumping each other, adults letting children fight. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that comes from this petty energy, this rageful energy. Am I saying not to defend yourself? No, I'm not saying that at all. Okay? If you feel like you want to fight and you want to put on do something, put on some boxing gloves and go in the ring and fight. Take up taekwondo. Take up a martial art. Okay? Where it's in a controlled environment. But just running your mouth, saying that you live on petty. Petty will find you. Okay? Pettyville, it's a dangerous place. A lot of stuff goes on in Pettyville. So, the whole point to this is I want you all to be safe out there. Because a lot of people are living with no hope. They're out there and they're waiting for someone to do something. Okay? Either these people will try to harm you physically, or they'll try to harm you spiritually. Okay? So you better hope that these people that are trying, that you offend, don't know what they're doing, and they don't know how to light a candle or whatever it is and get to you, or they don't have the money to go hire someone to get at you, because people are that petty. Okay? People are that petty that you made them that mad, or you embarrassed them that bad, that they want to get with you no matter what. So be careful, because your children are listening. You don't want your family harmed. And these Facebook wars and social media things can get out of hand real quick. So that's what I have to say about that. I want you all to be safe and to be aware and stop living in Pettyville so much or at all. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.